Matt Warnock still remembers his first public performance as a guitar player. "I played my first concert at the Algoma Conservatory of Music in their old location on Queen Street back in about 1995, says Warnock. At that particular concert, Warnock played as part of duo performing three jazz standards. That concert was my first taste of playing jazz on stage in public like that," he says. "It lit the spark that sent me off on my wild journey playing and teaching jazz all over the world. After globetrotting for 25 years, and then eventually moving back to Sault Ste. Marie, Warnock decided to create an annual fundraiser for the organization that helped get him his start in the music world. I wanted to give back to the conservatory and the community that helped me launch my career and life in music." His first annual fundraising concert for the conservatory was held in March 2023, which was also Warnock's last local performance. "I like to do one or two concerts in the Sault each year," he says. "It's my favorite place to perform." Warnock's second annual fundraiser for the conservatory will be on April 7th at The Loft. 100% of the proceeds from the concert go to support the conservatory, he says. For the majority of the show, Warnock will be joined by Jake Valois for a selection of classic jazz standards. After a short intermission in the show, the first song of the second set, Warnock will be joined by musician Mark Goff for an original song that the two musicians wrote together. "I wrote the duo song with Mark this winter and we're currently recording it together at Mission Control Studios. So this will be the debut performance of the song, called One and Done," says the guitarist. The show will be a 75-minute matinee performance with an intermission held at The Loft on Sunday, April 7th, beginning at 2 p.m. "If I'm honest, as I get older, I'm no longer the night owl I once was," he laughs, noting the special scheduling of the show. "So ending a show at 4 p.m. rather than 4 a.m. is a lot more appealing to me these days. I also like that having matinees allows people to attend concerts that they wouldn't normally be able to in the evenings because of work, family, and other commitments." Warnock notes there is also a long history of playing Sunday matinees in the jazz world. "This is something the big jazz clubs in New York do to this day. During the intermission of the performance, concertgoers who ordered in advance can enjoy fresh tapas provided by Rosetta Sacoli. I might have to sneak over and grab some myself," he laughs. "The food I've had at the conservatory in the past was amazing, so I'll be first in line during intermission." Warnock is also currently working on his next album, which will feature Mark Goff, Frank Duresti, and Cliff Alloy, who he calls great Sioux musicians. They will be joined by Tony Richards, a jazz guitarist from Toronto, and Roddy Elias, a jazz guitarist from Ottawa. In addition to all this, Warnock is busy preparing for his first annual MWG Jazz Guitar Weekend. This is a free event featuring players from around the world taking place from September 20th through 22 this year at the conservatory and other venues around town. More details to come on that one. Warnock's benefit concert for the Algoma Conservatory of Music will take place on Sunday, April 7, 2024, at 2 p.m. at The Loft, 75 Huron Street. Tickets for this fundraiser are $35. For tickets or more information, click here. Tapas for the intermission can be pre-ordered for $15. Note: there will not be extra tapas, so they must be pre-ordered at least 48 hours in advance of the performance. For more information on Matt Warnock, you can visit his Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest or TikTok pages, or visit his website.